Not being tough today, Matt, please.
Okay, see what I can do.
Did you watch Kaepernick's bullpen session?
I did.
How did he look?
He looked great. The biggest thing for us is he's healthy. So,
what's the next step for him?
We're going to determine that. We haven't made a decision yet, but I think we'll get together as a group and talk that through.
Do you know what the factors will be there in terms of just whether it's your guys' need or how he's feeling or just?
We'll factor in all the decisions or all the factors that lead us to making the right decision, not just for ourselves but for Cap himself. And again, we'll talk about that tonight.
In terms of Pollard, just his first outing, what did you kind of see maybe leading to him not being able to go as deep as you probably wanted to?
Well, I think last game, if I remember back, there was a I think the situation called for us to go to the bullpen. Tonight, hopefully he can build off what he did last outing, throw more strikes, more quality of strikes, get ahead of hitters early, and we'll look forward to him going through this lineup and getting as deep as possible into a game tonight.
Mickey's getting a start. How'd that conversation go?
Well, it didn't go. We just put him in the lineup. Mickey, I think he'll get a start in right field tonight. So excited for him. I'm sure he's got a lot of energy and some nerves. So that conversation will go when we get done with BP or during BP. He'll send me out there.
Do you send a text out the night before?
We do our best to get it out the night before, Ken. But it doesn't always happen in certain circumstances, injuries, illness, so forth.
You said you haven't talked to Simeon yet, but what's it like having him back at Coliseum?
Well, I think he's going to be excited, hopefully not too excited. Marcus, he's always fun to watch. He was my son's favorite player, so seeing him on the other side of the field, and we're going to have to see him a lot this year, it brings you joy because you're happy for his success, but then again, he's still on the other team, so
what makes him your son's favorite player?
Well, when I first came to the A's in 16, Marcus made a point to say hello to Trey and kind of come hang out with him, and so Trey then, during his Little League year, they do those baseball cards of the Little Leaguers, and he put his favorite player was Marcus Semien on the back of the card. So when he did that, I handed Marcus the card, and Marcus said, "Well, now I know I'm a big leaguer. I finally made it." So it was really cool.
Does it feel kind of strange that you played 14 games and now for the first time you're going to face a team from your own division?
It does. That's a good point. Normally we start in our division, which we would have. But playing 14 games and not having seen a divisional opponent, this being our first, we're excited to get in the division and kind of see how we stand.
What have you made of just that this team start? They started a little slow. They've got a lot of additions in the offseason, but they just made it their first couple weeks.
Well, again, it's the first couple weeks, so hopefully, they kind of stay in where they're at right now in terms of how they're playing. But this is the big leagues. It can turn on a dime, and success and failure happens pretty quickly at this level because you play every day. So there's still a lot of season in front of them, which I know they have that mindset, and I wouldn't expect anything less from Woody and his club to come in here and be hungry to get some wins. So. He started a little bit of baseball stuff, but not actively on his feet. I know he was doing some glove work out here early on his knees, so there's still a little bit of swelling, and until that swelling is officially gone, and we won't start him in full baseball activity.
Do you have a background with
Chris? No, not really.
Not really,
yeah. Yeah, just playing against him and then coaching against him. If that's his first day that he can do rehab, Ramon will be in Vegas for a rehab assignment when that first day is available for him to fulfill the 15 days before he comes back to join us as a team.
He's going straight to AAA.
Yeah, that being said, if we have a rain out, it's games played, it's not days. So
is Trey T-R-E-Y?
It is, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That was good?
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
All right. Let's bang this out.